Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. Dr. Michael Lake and Steve Quayle are our guests. Steve, right before the break, you were talking about the live streaming and for the conference coming up in Branson, Missouri. If you want to continue to finish your thought.
Well, I'll just finish my thought right there, and thank you, Joe. The problem is we have to buy the bandwidth and chunks of it, like 1,000 people at a time. So what we have to make the decision, and depending on the response. Now, look, I'm not trying to push this for pushing its sake, but I've been getting yelled at, and some of the people have been incredibly hateful. And one guy said, I'm just going to show up. I don't think you'll ever find a conference with more security. And, you know, we have, like, literally people there that can arrest people. Now, look, I hate to have to do that, but when someone tells me they're going to come and they're going to cause a bunch of trouble, my number one concern for everybody, so you can rest your hearts at ease, there's prayer going up, intercession going up, but this is probably going to be one an amazingly secure place, because I want people to be thinking about the message. I want people to literally be able to meditate on the things they're being taught. And we're not all just up there to, you know, fill conference space. God knows that's the last thing. But there are things you need to know, because you've been dealing with the fruit of evil and you don't understand the root of evil. And the root of evil is going to mature and has matured into the greatest deception that's coming upon the earth. And I believe genuine, honest hearts will not be able to be deceived if they give themselves over. They pray, when I say give themselves over, to prayer, fasting, and repentance. And by the way, Dr. Lake and Doug and Joe, you know what I was calling people to do on Greg Hunter's show whenever all hell broke loose? To repent. And yeah. That was interesting, huh?
Yeah, that, absolutely.
I don't think there's anything that will bring the presence of God faster than repentance. Go ahead, Dr. Lake.
No, several things. And first of all, I want to thank you for this conference. You don't know what you've done with this. Personally, I have had what I call a ministry bucket list. You know, some people that you would like to minister with and be in the same conference with and be able to talk with, you know, kind of before you go on. And what you've done, Steve, is in this one conference, my entire bucket list is there. It's amazing.
Wow.
And so, in fact, I think my wife prayed in Henry Gruber, because she has been praying for years to be able to meet him, and she doesn't like to travel that much. So, it's amazing. But in repentance, I want you to understand the power of repentance. It is something that Satan is not capable of doing. And so if you can't do it, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around it and identify with it. And so it's like an atomic bomb for him. It's something that really can't stop once it begins. And so there may be an individual working tonight, that listening tonight, that you have had sin in your life for so long that the enemy has planted all these seeds and has had you deceived, and he has a hold of your life, and he has spent 15, 20, 30 years maybe getting you to this point that he thinks he has you. If you'll just turn to Jesus right now and cry out to him and say, I'm a sinner, have mercy on me, forgive me. Let your blood cleanse me and bring me into your kingdom. Did you know that in that instant, you just destroyed 30 years worth of work the enemy put into your life? In one moment. That's why he fears repentance. He also fears it because someone that is under the blood and his life begins living in harmony with that blood. Guys, we can stand before the court of God and we can begin seeking the face of the great judge to begin having judgment in our behalf. And if there was ever a time that we need to ask God for judgment for our nation, it is right now. You know, we're in the middle of a Marxist communist takeover of America. And it's in D.C. It's in many branches of the government. It's in all of our universities. Even these things with destroying the monuments has nothing to do with racism. It is a Maoist tactic of social cleansing. They want to destroy all the monuments so that they can bring in their own communist monuments into America. And it is atrocious. In the Shiner Directive, I had this graphic laid out of how this stuff usually works. It will go from liberalism to progressivism to communism, but it always ends in Luciferianism. When Karl Marx set up what he did, he borrowed it from Adam Weishaupt with the principles of Illuminati to set up communism. It is to destroy God from the consciousness of the people. It sets up a new oligarchy over the people. And if you're not a part of that small group that's in control, and of course that group is always under whatever Luciferian family that happens to be watching over it, but the rest of us turn into slaves. That is all communism has produced in any nation it has ever gone in on planet Earth. But we also need to ask God's judgment. Just look at what Donald Trump's presidency has revealed. Number one, traditional news media is out of control and have an agenda that is anti-constitutional. The regular news media is not the friend of the United States. They will cover up. They will hide. The last president, Obama, he could do no wrong. The president that they're currently against, he could do no right. If he would make gold bullion fall from the sky to every American on the planet, they would find a way of turning it around to making it a bad thing. We need to understand that. It's also been revealed that every Democrat is morally bankrupt from what we're seeing with all the leaks and everything else. They are morally bankrupt. They're mostly Marxists that oppose the Constitution. We've also discovered that the Republicans have been bought by the same money that empowers the left. And although they have all these promises, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, it was all theater. They had no intention of doing it. And even any other Republican president would have worked with that, but Trump showed them up for what they were. You pledged it for 8 years, now get it done, and they couldn't get it done.
Well, they had no plan. Something. Yep. Michael, here's something that people need to understand. In Saul Alinsky's Rules of Radicals, dedicated to Lucifer, okay, and he praised Lucifer. And by the way, this is the primer for Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and all the communist radicals now, though Alinsky himself didn't like the word communism. Well, evidently the communists understood the plan and used it. But I want to give you two rules, okay? Number four, and this is really important for people to understand. I'm sorry, number 5 and number 13. You can look this up on Wikipedia. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Now let's jump to 13. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. And Michael W., who just sent me your email, you self-righteous fraud. You absolutely do not get it. Guy picking, you know, apart Trump because he said peace and safety, and don't I understand he's the Antichrist. I'm going to tell you something. These people would not be content unless basically they probably saw war in their streets, and, you know, if they can stand in the power of their arrogance and supposed faith, well, then maybe I have no criticism. But this is what I encounter. I encounter this day in and day out. Pick the target, Donald Trump. Freeze it. No one will come to his aid. And what we prayed tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand. He's isolated. I talked to Roger Stone the other day. I talked to Gary Haven, and I talked to these guys, and they know the pastors and the men and women of God praying for Donald Trump. But the point is, you know what makes them crazy? It makes them crazy that Donald Trump would bow his head in the presence of King Jesus and people praying in Jesus' name, and he refuses to bow. Now, I know everything that can be said about him. Look at him, look at that, look at that. You know, God has a neat way of catching his fish before he cleans them. That may be a cliche, but some of you expect more of the president than you do of your own personal consecration to God. Let's go on. Personalize it. I do not believe any man outside of a man that is absolutely set into place. And whether you like Trump or not, and you're a Christian, you better say, God, is this the man you put in? Does that mean I support his stupid statements? Absolutely not. Does that mean that, you know, I support his lifestyle? But listen, the minute he gives his heart to Jesus, he's under the blood. And some of you want to tear up his sin, and God forbid, there's 425,000 grains of sand and an average handful of sand, okay? And when God talks about in the 139th Psalm that his thoughts are more numerous than all the sand of the sea towards you, he's eternal. But one of the things is, when you start going digging for other people's sins and can't see the bigger picture of redemption, there's nothing that infuriates me. And in this case, Doug and Pastor, you know, I believe, Dr. Lake, that is righteous indignation. Go after people and not institutions. Look at Congress. Look at the weak, willed, female panty-wearing men who have turned on him. In my opinion, Paul Ryan is a traitor. In my opinion, Marco Rubio is a traitor. In my opinion, John, son of Cain, is the biggest traitor. In my opinion. These men have withstood him, and everything the Republican Party has been shown to be is totally fake, as they used to claim the Democrats were. I'll tell you something. A friend of mine knew Paul Volcker pretty well, and he was talking about the election years ago when Volcker was the chairman of the Fed. And Paul put his hand on my friend's shoulder, and this friend was showing concern. And you know what Volcker said? He's a big man, by the way. He said, "Hell, his words, son, we own them all." Ladies and gentlemen, this is God's indictment against our country. He is literally showing America's sins. And I'm on record, and Doug, I'm going to say this and say it until people get it. We have a stay of execution, but the judgment will fall. God will preserve his own, but God has laid his case out. Look at the sins of the leaders. We're the pedophile capital of the world. People are dying who expose it. People are dying who come out of the Democratic National Committee and expose it. People are dying. People are crying. And people are sighing. A sigh won't do anything about evil. You must withstand evil. I must withstand evil. Go after people and not institutions. The fact that these mongrel crats, it doesn't matter if they're Republicrats or Republic rats or demon rats, Democrats, when they attack a 10-year-old kid or Barron Trump, when they attack Mrs. Trump, who's probably the epitome of class, very bright, and I'm not talking about just the fact that she's beautiful, but she's a very dignified woman. Whores can't stand dignity. How can someone making $170,000 a year end up with $50 million at the end of being the national security advisor, you know? Or how can she dare say, "I'm worried about the president's frame of mind," and psychiatrists go after Trump, and they're all the liberal left? Do you guys understand they want to pull the nuclear codes away from him so we cannot retaliate? Communists within, communists without. And I don't mind using the words. And shame on any of these guys that get up or in office. It doesn't matter if it's the head of the CIA. It doesn't matter if it's a state, Secretary of State. If these guys profess Jesus, Rubio, Ryan, all these people, if they profess them, they better show some fruit of righteousness. And they're the ones, as leaders, duly elected, that should be saying, 40 days, Nineveh. Now, I'm not saying this, that America will be destroyed in 40 days. I don't know the day or the hour. I believe that's dependent upon us. But God, and look, it doesn't matter if it's Dimitri Dudeman, it doesn't matter if it's George Washington, the spirit of the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. And listen, God has presented his case. The devil is right there before the throne of God saying, "Look at their sin, God. Do you even see all the sin? Look what I've been able to do to destroy your creation." And Jesus said, "Father, not yet. I have many that still will come." And it's out of the Father, God the Father's love for his Son, Jesus Christ, that Jesus Jesus is a high priest of our confession, still interceding. And I got news for you. If these people that are supposedly our representatives are covering us, see, I won't put up with any more religious crap, okay? And I call it for what it is, but I'll call it bovine laundry, okay? Bovine laundry is bullshit, S-H-E-E-T. Oh, that's so offensive. You've got a potty mouth. You've got a potty heart, you apathetic, indifferent people that absolutely will not rise up to take up the cause of people that are bearing the name of Jesus Christ across the world. You know, Dr. Lake, this was one of my, I don't know, only God can give me peace, but there are people, and the Hagman Show were the ones that raised the money to send Jeremiah Farrell and the three Katies and Jamie, the two Marines. God bless every one of you Marines listening to this. Two Marines, four women went into the heart of Iraq to make a difference, and they did make a difference. We prayed at Whitestone, and they basically, God answered our prayer. I'm praying, Doug, that the world will change tonight. I'm praying that people's lives will change tonight, and the spirit of conviction and empowerment will come after we repent. Go ahead, Dr. Lake.
You know what we're seeing is that the Whore of Babylon has a lot of daughters. Some of them go into politics. Some of them go into industry. But we have so many people that have abandoned the Constitution that are sitting in government because they have aligned themselves. They have sold their souls for money and influence rather than, you know, at the founding of our nation, those men gathered together and they pledged their lives and their wealth for the Constitution. And look at this now. We have men that are accepting money to deny the Constitution and to work against it. And that is an abomination. And this not only with the Republicans and the Democrats, leadership and the intelligence community are in hands with the global elite. And guys, this is important to me. They broke their oath. Now, when I joined the military at 18, I went in the Army. I swore before Almighty God that I would protect the Constitution from all threats, foreign and domestic. Any time that you take an oath in office, and it should be that way for the intelligence community, it should be that way for every single person that is a politician, they gave an oath before men in the name of God that they would keep that oath. And guys, they're breaking them. Absolute travesty.
And it's not ironic that you're talking, Steve, you're talking about this, Dr. Lake, you're talking about this now. The first hour of this show tonight, I had mentioned about the deep state and the shadow government. The shadow government, and Steve, like you, I just want to toss this in here really quick, and I'm led to do this. I don't know why, but, Kevin Shipp is a former CIA officer, and I have a lot of respect for him. But his work, his research, his life within the CIA, having known him, I just want to say that many people equate the deep state and the shadow government as the same entity. The shadow government, for whatever reason, I just want to bring this information out. The shadow government is the umbrella in which the deep state exists. So there are two separate entities, and the shadow government is, or the deep state, a subsection of that is a military-industrial congressional complex, and that congressional is an important word. So everything you just said, Dr. Lake and Steve, about the politicians, about the elected officials, about the treachery, the espionage, is absolutely 100% correct. And Dr. Lake, I appreciate your insight that you've given as well on this, because what we're seeing right now is this absolute attempt to take down not just of Donald Trump, the president, not just the presidency itself, but the real end game target is our country. And at the fabric of our country is the Judeo-Christian heritage, the ethics, the Christians in America. We are the targets. And you listening out there are the targets ultimately. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, if they take down Trump, the Republic's over. And so that's why we need to be praying, because if they can, out for bogus things and lies, can take down a duly elected president, that's that is constitutionally elected, and make up all these lies and innuendos to take him down. That'll be the last real president that we're ever going to have in this nation.
Amen to that. And Steve, I know your heart, brother, and you were filled with the Spirit when you were talking about that very issue, about the Donald Trump Antichrist in response to that email. And I think that this is something people don't understand. And there's this confusion and it's an intentional confusion and chaos. So thank you for pointing that out. That's all I wanted to say. So I'm going to kick it back to you, Steve, sir.
Well, here's the thing. Here's this Michael W. I would call him out because I'm tired of dealing with this, okay? They live up to the letter of the law, and here's what he says. President Trump has many times said the phrase peace and security through strength. This sounds like the God of Fortresses to me. That's the problem. It sounds like it to you, which happens to be Ishtar, a female imperfectly symbolized by the Statue of Liberty. Judge what will come to our nation, Steve, if the church doesn't repent of placing their faith in man and following a foreign god. Now, again, the bottom line is, and this whole thing, I'm going to send it to you, Dr. Lake, so you can see it, and to you, Doug, and I'm not going to suggest we read it on the air, but here is the problem, you guys. The problem isn't Saul Alinsky's 13, it's self-righteousness. And I get it, well, I understand what the scripture says, but this is what I think it means. No, you don't understand. It does not you do not understand. So, doctor, how do you personally, and I'm looking for advice here, this isn't rhetorical, how do you deal with these guys? People say you should just drop it. The reason I bring it up is so you guys can understand, we live in a battlefield. We're fighting literally the hosts of hell. We're fighting claimants that don't possess it, meaning the testimony of Jesus. We're fighting people that believe that the internet was meant for them to dump their trash and accuse, slander, ridicule, scorn, and speak all manner of evil because we're trying to talk to people about Jesus. And two of them that I know of specifically admit to being demon-possessed and needing deliverance, okay? Their words, not mine. So, the thing is that we're dealing in a time period like no other. I want to read this, Doug. And, hey, Randy Yarborough, who, by the way, will be at the conference, I think he'll have his poetry book. In my opinion, I have never seen a more anointed poet in all my life. Doesn't mean people don't have anointed poetry, but that's his calling. And Randy, I'll send this to you, but here's what came into my heart, and I think Dr. Lake, Doug, and Joe, you'll understand it. I've said parts of it before. We warned, you scorned. We taught, you fought. We yelled, you rebelled. We fought for you. You scoffed at us. We warned you to repent, only to be met by your contempt. We tried to get you to look to God in reliance, only to be met by your defiance. We were grateful your response. We were grateful. Your response was disgraceful. You slandered us as fearmongers as the day is now upon us, when our voice will be heard no longer. Like rabid dogs, you bit heaven's hand that tried to lead you. Now starvation looms. There will be no one to feed you. And when I mean feed, I'm not just talking about earthly food, but, the old statement, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Let me share this. They want to destroy the garden that God has presented for the fruit of the Spirit to be grown in their own life. And I think, Dr. Lake, I don't know if you ever heard the Hagman Show, but jealousy and envy, I said that, Doug, years ago, 3 years ago, were the two sins that you can basically lay at Lucifer's feet and his followers ever since. Jealousy, yeah. Envy, jealousy. I will be like the Most High God. Envy, I want to be like the Most High God. And though the devil can't destroy the God of heaven or the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he does everything he can to destroy humanity, even to the point of provoking mankind to anger the God of heaven so that God judges the men who rebel. But there is a time now upon us. There is no fear of God in the land, you guys. And the thing that's astonishing to me is I can't use that term. The people that are the most resistant to the truth are the ones that use Scripture out of context to try and justify their position. And those people, I want you to know, you guys need to take your emails to the Lord before you basically send them to anybody, because we do our best, and we're doing our best. And listen, it may not be what's perfect, God knows that, but we know what's in our hearts. They're absolutely corrupt beyond all imagination. No one can know them except the Spirit of God, but we acknowledge our corruption. We acknowledge our sin before heaven. And for those of you who say that you don't sin, the knowledge of the Father is not in you. So, you know, Dr. Lake, it's going to take a sovereign move of God. It's going to take the fire of the Holy Ghost. Unfortunately, it's going to take God's demonstrable judgment in the earth to get people's attention that he's serious. And unfortunately, the devil takes, the Satanists, the Luciferians, the Globalists, the Luminists, all who swear their allegiance ultimately Satan, they take the power he's given to them to destroy more seriously than the Christians, who have the power of God unto redemption, than we do. They want, you know, listen, Christendom at this point wants nothing to do with the Holy Spirit, nothing to do with the gifts of the Spirit, nothing to do with the power of God, and somehow they'll just sit around the campfire, quote, lukewarm, singing kumbaya as the world goes to hell and the mushroom clouds rise in the sky and foreign troops march in. Look, nobody wants to have to preach that message. God knows I don't. God knows I did. And there's things I will not speak even to this day. And I'm sorry, it's not no. And I tell people this, Doug, and you've heard it too, Dr. Lake. People say, tell us what you really know. They want the inside scoop. And I said, well, I can't give you the inside scoop because you've been unfaithful with the outside scoop. I said, tell me one person you've won to Jesus. Well, I haven't won anybody to Jesus. Tell me one person you've shared your personal faith, how Jesus changed your life. Well, the Scripture says, let the man whom the Lord has redeemed say so. So I guess he hasn't changed your life. Did God call you to argue? Why don't you spend the same effort that you spend attacking and slandering and ridiculing and absolutely doing everything you can, you contemptuous creatures from hell, and repent and get right with Jesus? And you know, Dr. Lake, this is the thing. Forgive me, but we have boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies. I think God's through... quote, I think there's a time where the Spirit of God does not always strive with man. I know the Scripture, but I believe this. The second time I'll say it, some of you are in danger of an Ananias and Sapphira moment for lying against the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Let me address, before we go on, I want to address this email because I'm looking at it here. Number one, and I've got a ton of these, and I've actually wore out my delete key on several keyboards in the last year. Number one, we do not place our hope in a man. We place our hope in God. But when somebody's trying to do the right thing, which is what Trump is trying to do, he's simply trying to do the right thing. I think it's a righteous thing to stand with the man, don't you? He's standing against, if he was the Antichrist, NBC, ABC, CBS would be doing backflips and singing his praises. He's a threat to the system. He's trying to do the right thing. He's not perfect. None of us are perfect. But it took someone with the tenacity of a New Yorker to go against this stuff. Secondly, and what I see in this is they talk about, he said, peace and safety through strength. Peace and safety through strength, or peace and safety through preparation, is a military credo. I was in the military. It was plastered all over the place. All he's simply doing is repeating what he has heard from the military, our United States military, Marine Corps, Army, and he is repeating that, saying, listen, let's return back to some things that made this nation great, and that was one of them. And then trying to link that in to the Antichrist is just ridiculous. Guys, it's time for us to move. We have too much on the line to play these games anymore. We need to take a legal stand. And I want to outline a couple of things that we need to do, Steve. Number one, our founding fathers made a covenant with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in 1776 when they created this nation. In fact, it was that little church right by 9/11 that all the rubble fell around it and didn't touch that church. That was the church that George Washington and the First Congress dedicated this nation to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so there is a covenant that we can stand on. The second thing that we need to stand on, we've already touched on, we need to bring before the throne of God that every single one of these people are oath breakers. Now, covenant breaker and an oath breaker, biblically, the penalty is death. And we need to say, listen, they have given an oath in your name. They have went against everything that they swore in the name of God they would do. And Father, we're asking you to judge them and to judge them quickly and to bring everything that they have put into place down to nothing in the name of Jesus for the sake of the remnant, so that they will have time to wake up the rest of the body of Christ. This is do or don't. We need to quit fighting with one another. And the way that the guy wrote this email, Saul Alinsky could have written this email, Steve. I see it all over Facebook. It is disgusting. You can't stand neck deep in the dung of the enemy and say you're serving God and begin writing things like this with this attitude and with this venom that's in this. It's not of God. And don't put some religious prophetic thing, because that is not there. Anybody with any type of prophetic sense is knowing that God's trying to say some things. God wants to judge the evil, Steve. Heaven longs to judge the evil. He's waiting for us to show up to the court and begin to plead our case so that he can do it. And that was even embedded in this eclipse. When you understand the working of the occult, that eclipse moved on and stayed right on 33, coming into 33rd state, moving out the 33rd parallel. That especially in the Masonic, 11 donates the beginning of a project like 9/11. They were putting something into play. 22, you're now adding work to your magical working to bring about the project. And 33 is the completion of the work. That eclipse is announcing God wants to judge the work of the Masons in America, and he wants to destroy it. But he is crying out for people to stand in the gap, that have their lives covered in the blood of Jesus, that have repented before God so they can stand in that court in line with Jesus and call out for divine judgment on what's going on in America for the sake of the remnant, for the sake of God's great name, for the sake of the covenant that he made with the founding fathers in 1776. And that's where we're standing right now. And we need to quit playing these games and grow up, and yes, grow a pair, and get before the face of God, make sure we're right with him, and then stand before his court and begin crying out for justice and judgment in the land is what we need to do in this day.
And that circles right back around to where you started. Amen and amen to that. That's exactly right. And there is that there's a game plan, Steve. I mean, that's the game plan. That's the mandate for the conservative Christians out there with the moral authority there it is.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, who can stand in the day of judgment, the scripture asks? Those who are covered with the blood of the Lamb, whose sins are forgiven, who God has said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them as white as wool. The Lord is just in mercy. And even the scripture says, he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, while the wicked take great pleasure in the death of the righteous. You know, again, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where their worm dieth not, to those who go to hell. And I was contemplating, I was listening to a song, you know, that came on the radio, and basically I thought, that man's in hell, I'm not going to say any names, and he openly mocked God. He openly stated that, you know, rock and roll is the devil's music, which I think there's, you know, a lot of people that wouldn't argue with. And the problem is that people do not understand this. You're not in the fight for your life. You're in the fight for your eternal life. And since people can mock and they can scorn and ridicule and do all those things I said, the bottom line is that even those of you who have taken that stance towards a living God, he can and will forgive you if you simply break. Do you want to go into hell with your hatred forever? Everything that's ever caused anybody to shed a tear, the Bible promises to the righteous redeemed by the blood of the Lamb that God will wipe away their tears forever and there'll be no more crying. Yet as you compare that and contrast it to the damnation of the wicked, you see, that's one thing they hate to hear. That's the thing they have to take away, the Bible. And I want to make this statement. Those of you who have great wealth in the body of Christ should stand up and take a position to absolutely use it. Now, I'm not even talking. I mean, you got guys like Gary Haven that basically got hearts as big as the continent, who, you know, he doesn't look to anybody, does it himself, and God bless him. But we absolutely need people of God to understand that the truth tellers are under financial attack. You don't get it, ladies and gentlemen. The first wave of persecution is coming against everybody that you listen to get the truth. Yahoo, Facebook, all of, I call it Faces of Death book, by the way, and I am going to acknowledge I had to have a monitored Facebook account because there were so many people faking me that it was confusion. I do not post on Facebook. I do not post on Twitter. God bless you, Rhonda. She monitors along with all you other people that help her. Big hugs and big thank yous, because I don't think people understand, Doug, and they do it the same thing for you. And I don't think people, you get it, that there used to be a time where ministry could underwrite their underwrite and with ad revenue their ministries. And since the new turn on all Christian businessmen is in play now, ad revenues are down 90%. So here's the thing. What's the cost of freedom worth? What's it worth to you? And I'll say this. All of us, Dr. Lake, myself, every single guest that you've heard that has struck a nerve for truth on this program is because Doug and Joe yielded this program. Doug's an investigator by profession. Joe is too. Licensed investigators, but they turned their forum over to Jesus. And I'm asking those of you that have financial ability, I'm not talking about 5-10, I'm not even talking about that, but at least stand with the platform that Doug has given the rest of all you people around the world, including me. And by the way, I do, Doug, is it not true that I send you checks? Do I not? Yes, I'm not asking people to do what I want. That please think about this. How important is this? And those of you who can, I'm talking about the people that have no children, that have no heirs, and you got seven figures, and you got retirement accounts, and you know your days on earth are very shortened and will even become shorter. Then why don't you step up to the pump? Help the Hagmans. Help Dr. Lake's ministry. Help the ministries of Voice of Evangelism. Help Henry Gruber's ministry. You know, I told Henry, I said, Henry, in what God's called you to do, I wouldn't last 30 seconds. That's not denigrating myself and elevating him. But here's the thing, and here's an amen coming from Dr. Lake. No man can understand the calling of another man or another woman's life save they who receive it. I don't know if you know the value of those words. No man can understand the value or the heaviness, if you will. The burden's light, but the yoke is easy, but it's a yoke nevertheless. And how many times has Jesus asked the question? I don't know, because I'm not privileged to what's in his heart except that he reveals it. But when the Lord returns, will he find faith on the earth? And God, my prayer too, Dr. Lake, is God, how do you stop the bickering? And look, I don't turn the other cheek. I'm sorry. I am carnal in that respect, and I'm working on it, and I'm repenting of it. And some will say, when I said that on one of your shows, Doug, some lady, anonymous, of course, cowardly, and I won't use the word, would not give me her name to allow me to answer. You need to be nice. We're commanded to love our enemies. We're commanded this. We're commanded that. And yet the cowardly presentation from Jezebel on steroids, she couldn't even woman up to name her name or give her a response. So here's the deal. if you're the nameless coward that sent me that, you will give account for what you believe is that you can't hug people into the kingdom. The women in Scandinavia are selling themselves. They're going out and having sex with the monsters to keep the monsters from raping me. Hello, or raping them. Hello, what's wrong with that picture? What's wrong? And what's wrong with the men who wear female sex organs on their head and hats and won't defend their women? God, the Vikings, Lord God of heaven, these are not the heritage. I don't know what's happened. All of Europe has fallen. All of Europe has fallen. Babylon is fallen, is fallen. And ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations coming out and saying, and now, listen, here's my pet peeve. The United Nations coming out and saying, well, America is really in the danger of dissolving. That's been their plan all along. FEMA's already divided us up into 10 regions. Huh, 10 kings, 10 regions. Who knows? But the thing is, will you not fight while you can fight? Will you not speak out while you can speak out? Will you not financially support those? I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's some amazing women bloggers out there. Lisa Haven's a great example. Now, obviously, Dave Hodges has written extensively. He writes some good stuff. I tell Dave, I say, I don't agree with this. If I don't agree with it, I'll not put it up. But I put up stuff because a sign of maturity is that if it provokes me to think, I want it to provoke you to think. I can't possibly endorse everything, and I speed read, so sometimes I miss it. Then basically I get the accusers of the brethren coming out. Don't you know that they said this? No, I'm sorry. The point is that here's the deal. I'm going to say this one more time, and then Dr. Lake, you can close it out, because I better go throw ice water in my head. By the way, for those of you concerned, I will have a bucket of ice with water at Branson, and if I get too steamy, and I don't think I will, but I'll just basically put my head in the bucket of water, wipe my head off with a towel, and go on. That appeals to me for somehow. But the point is, I pray that God will pour fresh water upon everybody. And I'm saying that metaphorically, although I probably might do that. The point is that we're at a time now. We are under communist attack. You know, Doug, when I said this 22 years ago on talk radio, you didn't know me then, that America's headed into a civil war. I said it on Coast to Coast. I said, God knows that'll never happen, or I hope not. I repeated myself. And now it's underway. And the attack is financially. Please, those of you with, seven-figure bank accounts, I'll make it easy, go to the Lord tonight and say, is this platform, is the Hagman and Hagman, which you listen to, people say it all the time, well, you guys tell me more truth in church, then get the eternity out of your church and start, supporting. I mean, Doug, you're, and I'm saying this, you've presented a platform. All of us have been blessed to be able to present the gospel. Please, ladies and gentlemen, support this platform. And you can do it. There are people out there that listen to this religiously. Maybe that's more prophetic than I'd like it to be, but at least support it. Support it. I know that Doug's revenue is down 70%. 70%. Look, we're not saying I need myself a new Gulfstream 5. $65 million. This man of God needs a $65 million jet to pray. Well, PREY. By the way, the man wanting that, or $55 million, had multiple other jets. But, the point being is I have no issues with anybody that wants a jet, has a jet, or needs a jet. If somebody out there has one and wants to fly Pastor Langford and I and Dr. Lake around seven cities in 7 weeks, that's another story, we'll do it. Because we want to get to the heart of people, not with stuff about ancient history, but with the reality of God's Word, ministering life, ministering the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and raising up and releasing people who can carry on the work of the ministry. Doug, blessings to you. Let Dr. Lake close it out. And I'm not trying to cop out, but I want to give him the ultimate time to close it out, because I think what he's talking tonight is that critical. Please, ladies and gentlemen, join us in Branson by signing up for the live streaming or the DVDs, because no guessing, there's no telling what God will do. Doug, Joe, amen. Thank you. Take it away, Dr. Lake.
All right. Go ahead, Dr. Lake. Thank you.
I've got a confession to make. Mary and I have begun sending checks each month to the Hagmans for the last few months. And it bothers me every time I write one. Do you know why it bothers me? Because I want it to be more.
We're blessed, Dr. Lake. We're very blessed. And I'll publicly state that we're humbled. The notes, the kind notes, the kind words, we're blessed. Thank you. Publicly, I really want to publicly thank you and Mrs. Lake. You're a blessing to our platform. And I got to say this, Dr. Lake, just very quickly. We attempt to be very good stewards with everything that we bring in. And so I just want to reassure everyone, you know, everything that we bring in, we do pray over and we invest wisely, whether it's equipment or personnel. And it's a tribute to you and to people like you, to give you a platform. And thank you for that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the attitude of some of these people has got me upset enough that I'm increasing it next month, just to let you know. You know, it's time for us that when God blesses us, it's time for us to put it into the work of God. And I do not consider you guys the alt-right. I hate the left the way they love to label stuff. Your guys are the real right. And other platforms like you that bring truth and bring the Word of God, and it's so important. And I want to go back to this issue of fire, because, you know, Steve asked, you know, how do you handle all the naysayers? How do you handle all this bickering? We're entering into a time, guys, that's not going to be an option much longer. Either we embrace the fire of God now, through repentance and getting right and letting the fire of the Holy Spirit begin to burn this junk out of us and burn the character of Jesus in us. If we don't, God's only other option for these other individuals is the fire of persecution. And so you're either going to have fire one way or you're going to have fire the other way. And I'm here pleading with all these people that are like this. In the name of Jesus, simply fall at the feet of Jesus and beg for the fire of God to begin cleansing you and restoring you and to burn this junk out of you, because there's a true fire, not the fire of the Nehesh. There is a fire that burns in the eyes of Jesus that is waiting to be released in the people of God in this day and in this hour, and it's going to start with the remnant. And then we're going to catch hold of all the dry wood in the body of Christ. And we're going to see a fire of God rage across America in revival as we see Him judge this evil. Because from this day forth, during these 40 days of Teshuvah, we are going to cry out to Him. We're going to return to His ways. And we are going to seek our King for justice and judgment in the land in the name of Jesus. And I believe we are going to see things turn around.
Amen. And we pray exactly that. Dr. Lake, we've got about 10 minutes left of our program. You and folks, Dr. Michael Lake, Branson, he's going to be a presenter, a speaker there, of course. View him on live stream. Go to gen6conferences.com to do that. Dr. Lake, go ahead and take this in any direction that your heart is led for the remaining 10 minutes. We yield the floor to you, sir.
Well, what I'm kind of feeling is that there are a lot of people that, you know, they're faithful listeners of the show. They're trying to do the right thing. They're trying, you know, they listen to what everybody comes on your show and shares with them. They're trying to put it in practice. And I feel like tonight, just a lot of them, the enemy has put discouragement on them. And we need to realize that through what God has been doing, you know, just look back over even the pre-election and all of us and you guys were on the forefront of this, calling for repentance, calling for prayer. We would, if these things hadn't been done, we wouldn't even know the deep state exists. We wouldn't know any of this stuff was going on. We'd be going down our merry way, thinking, oh, I just can't understand. Washington is this crazy. And we wouldn't know the depth of the evil. God is working. We just had an announcement from heaven with this eclipse that Almighty God wants to judge the working of the mystery religions in America. Heaven is pleading with us right now that if we will seek the face of God and just be real with God, it doesn't have to be some King James prayer. We can tell him how we feel. We can ask for forgiveness. We can plead our case before Almighty God. He is on our side. God is at work here. And I'm believing that this stuff is going to turn around. We're going to see much of this communism thing put down like the rabid dog that it is. I think that we're going to see a major shift in the intelligence community. I think there's a lot of righteous people in the intelligence community that have had just about enough of this. And I think there may be even a coup within the intelligence community to come against these things, because Doug, you and I both know in the intelligence community, in the military community, we have oath keepers that take their oath seriously.
That's right.
And so we need to pray God's protection over them and God's empowerment over them. And we need to embrace the fire of God. Invite the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I tell you what, it'll get wild. He will absolutely rearrange your life if you'll give him a chance. But when he's done rearranging it, what a wonder it's going to be.
Amen to that.
I've had him turn my life upside down, thinking, oh, dear Lord, what are you doing? I'm just holding on for the ride. I don't have a clue what you're doing. In the 10 years Mary and I had where we had the occult coming after us, and it was hell on earth to go through. You know, now we look at it in retrospect that it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to us, that along the way the old Mike and Mary Lake died, and the new versions that God has resurrected, because you can't have a resurrection until you have a death. This new resurrected life that we're walking in, and what God has done in us is so much better. We are so much better now. We're not done yet, and God's still working on us. But we're so much better than we used to be. And God has put us in a good place to be able to do ministry and to help people. And so every day of that hell that we went through, that fire that we went through, was worth it because where we are right now. And there's a lot of your people that are listening and say, man, I know this about going through the rough fire. Let me tell you something. There is an end to the fire of it being hell. And you come out the other end and you're on fire for God, and now you're causing hell for the devil. And that's what I'm praying for every listener tonight that's standing in that position. It's time for us to learn to kill giants, to rout the enemy, to call down the power of God on the second heaven to bring down principalities and powers. It's time for us to learn to move in the earth as that end time remnant that knows how to, that can stand toe to toe even with the Antichrist, according to the book of Daniel. That even when the Antichrist is at his zenith, there will be those that know their God, that are passionate about God, and will do great exploits. And I'm believing that for your listeners, and I'm believing that for every one of us, that God's going to do that in our lives in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, indeed. And, you know, we have received emails and communications, even through the program this evening, about people who are discouraged, who are hurting, in positions, incredible positions of pain. And, it hurts. I look at these emails and we understand that, a lot of people are going through a lot of things and are in a lot of pain, but we have to pray through that, work through that, I think. And what you said about the discouragement, you know, it's only temporary. It might not seem like it when you're going through it, but pray through it, work through it, believe in the other side. And there's a saying, Dr. Lake, when you were talking, and I'm trying to think of it, but God closes one door, opens another, but in that hallway could be hell. Just don't stop in the hallway. I messed that up, but you get the idea. You know, so but our faith refines us. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm like you. You know, I receive a lot of emails you delete and just say, what on earth? But there are a lot of emails, man, I have cried over that have brought me to tears, and that I have just earnestly sought the face of God over. But Doug, I've also heard back from many of those same people within 6 months or so, and they got the turnaround.
Yeah. And praise God for that. Yeah.
And so, guys, if you're listening tonight, there's a turnaround coming. We serve the way maker. When there is no way, he makes the way. There's a song out right now that I love that talks about how Jesus is the prison shaker. He's the way maker. He's the chain breaker. That's the one that we serve.
Oh, amen.
And he is beginning to breathe and to move through his body in the earth again. And it's the greatest fear of the communists. It is the greatest fear of the deep state that the lion of the tribe of Judah is getting ready to roar over his people. And brother, I believe that in these feast of the days that we're getting ready this fall to have, I think Jesus is getting ready to roar. And I think the fire that some of us have found ourselves in, if God would just open our eyes, we're going to see that we're not being burned up in the fire. That we're like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. That the only thing that's burning is the things that's holding us back, because that fourth man is in the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
And you and I have both been there.
Yes. But by the way, Dr. Lake, and folks, Dr. Lake's wife, Mary Lake, has written an amazing book telling a story, giving her account of the hell that she's gone through. What an amazing book. Dr. Lake, people can get that at your website, right? Kingdom Intelligence Briefing?
They can. And in fact, we have a Lake bundle that has all three of our books bundled together for about $8 off, so you can get them all for $45. It's called the Lake Power Bundle.
Beautiful. Okay. I would urge everyone to read that. My wife read that book, and your wife's book, and my wife was moved to tears, you know, in some parts by that book. So, and of course, Dr. Lake, the Shinar Directive and the Sharith Imperative, fabulous informational and inspirational books.
And the website, kingdomintelligencebriefing.com, yes. Right? Or is it .com?
It's .com. Yeah.
Yes, .com.
.com, yeah. Okay.
All right.
And if that's too long, just type in drmichaellake.com. It'll take you there too.
Beautiful. Excellent. All right. Well, you've taken us to the end of the program, Dr. Lake. I want to thank you so very much. We want to thank you together. We'll see you in Branson. I mean, I can't wait to meet you face to face and to shake your hand and to really, you know, you spoke of the bucket list. Amen to that. It's part of mine as well.
Yeah, Mary and I will both be there. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys face to face.
Amen. Indeed. All right.
Thank you, Dr. Lake.
Thank you.
We're at the end of the show. And Steve Quayle, thank you.
Yep.
It's been a fantastic show, and we ran out of time. But, yeah, we'll see you in Branson, Dr. Lake.
God bless, guys.
God bless. All right, folks. That was Dr. Michael Lake and Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com, Dr. Michael Lake, KingdomIntelligenceBriefing.com. Just want to say thank you to each and every one of you who have joined us tonight, who stayed with us through the entire 3 hours, or if you're listening to this via archive, thank you. And thank you, you know, for your support. What Steve had said, and we're so honored, so humbled by what Steve and Dr. Lake had said about assisting us and keeping us on the air. You know, just very briefly, we're kind of a hybrid where we have some sponsorship, but our expenses, it's you the listener, it's you the viewer that are helping us stay on the air. Without you, we would not have a show, and we cannot thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts. And we thank Dr. Michael and Mrs. Lake. We thank Steve Quayle. Thank each and every one of you for your support. And even if you can't do that, that's fine. A prayer. Or just mention the show to someone else. And we've gotten so many people who have said, you know what? We've been led to a better life, or been led to the Lord through this show. And it's not us. Believe me. It's not because of us. Maybe it's in spite of us. But because of quality guests like that. Joe.
That'll do it for us tonight. We're out of time. Till tomorrow, stay safe. God bless. Have a great evening.